In other words, time is a consideration, these other things are consideration, and after this consideration is made, it doesn't mean then at all considerations start moving in such a wise that we make a consideration, there is time, then this doesn't immediately put all considerations in motion or create anything more than that which is already created with considerations with a changing factor of time. The definition of time itself is very important to you. Time is the coaction of particles. You can't have action of particles at all unless you have space. If you have space, then you can have change in space. And when you have a change in space, then you have a different time. There is the time from the moment the particle was at position A. That's one time. Now another time when the particle has been moved to position B. There could be no motion taking place whatsoever unless you have made a postulate of motion from position A to position B. And if you have made this consideration from position A to position B, then you will have motion and you will have time, because you said position B is then a later time than position A. A later time. What is this word time? You might as well have said this. There is a consecutive shift of position. You ask somebody what time it is. You just ask somebody, what consecutive shift of position is it? And if he answered you truly, he would say, if he gave you the full date and everything else, he would say, it is the 15 degree position past zenith for sun on its 200 revolution since its winter solstice. Quarter after 12 to you. 200 day of the year. That's time. If the sun hadn't shifted 200 times, you wouldn't have had 200 days. But it isn't that that is doing it, simply because it marks it. Let's look at that now. Just because it's doing it is no reason it is creating it. It is simply a particle which is moving in space, and Earth is a particle which is revolving in space. And the sun wouldn't be there, and Earth wouldn't be there, and nothing else would be there unless we are running on the basic consideration and agreement that it was there. Now, in addition to the simple change of position idea, because that's an idea. Here, I'll give you an example of it. I take this book here, and just consider at this moment everything static. See, no motion at this instant. No time, no motion. Okay? A new time. See that? It does not require an articulation, a verbalization, or anything else. It's so simple that it is overlooked. In order to conceive that this book can move from this position on the desk over to the second position on the desk, one must simply have conceived a new set of considerations which are consecutive in each position of motion over to this new position, which would have brought in this play that each one of these are after the consideration that the book was here. Now, it's very embarrassing when an auditor is running opening procedure by duplication. He's using perfect duplications. Perfect duplications, he tells the preclear every time he picks up a volume to duplicate it. If the auditor forgets to have him consider that it's there again, because it's an invalidation of the preclear. It vanishes, you see. Makes a perfect duplicate of it, and the object isn't there. In other words, then to go back to that object a new time, the auditor had better say, if he's using this part of that procedure, make a perfect duplicate of it as part of his routine, he'd better then also state, when he sends him back toward this book, just before he sends him back toward it, he say, consider there is a book over there. Now, he'd say, consider there is a book over there, not look at the book over there, because as far as the preclear is concerned, he's just unmarked it. Actually, if you're working a preclear who's getting into good shape, that book will be invisible.